get. That's a seed that is going to produce fruit. And it's going to bring forth something, because God is love. And when you encounter God, you walk away changed, right? Brian eventually ended up coming to the Lord completely alone, all by himself. He had been reading this book that was talking about the supernatural aspects of God and who God really was. And he told the Lord, if you're really real, then I want you to come and show me. And he did. He came and showed him, and that's when he got saved. So all those people who had sown over the years, in that moment, they'll never see him again. He'll never see them again. But it's just a phenomenal testimony of that unconditional evangelism that we were talking about. If any of them had rebuked him and told him, well, if you don't pray with me right now, you're going to hell, then it might have changed his idea and perception of who the Lord was, you know. It wasn't that God of love that he had just encountered. It's amazing. And it's not with cunning or persuasive words of wisdom, right? We can take the pressure off there. It's just the presence of the Lord. Because people already know that they're sinners and that they're unhappy, that they're messed up. What they really need to know is that they're loved, that they're called, they have a purpose, that the Lord has a plan for them. And of course, all ministry, as we know, flows out of relationship. And so back to worship. As we grow and develop our relationship with the Lord, we're going to find that we can't contain the ministry that flows out of that relationship, that flows out of that place of worship and friendship with God. In the New Testament church, right? Jesus ascended, and they received their great commission to go to all the nations and all that stuff. But then they didn't immediately go to the nations. They were told, they were commanded to go and wait for the power. They were told to go and wait on the Lord. And Luke 24 says, tarry until you are endued with power from on high. And it says, so they worshiped him. They returned to Jerusalem with great joy, and they were continually in the temple praising and blessing God. So what they did is they went straight from that great commission to go into all the nations. They went and they began praising and blessing and thanking the Lord continually. And then Acts 2 is where we see the fruit of that, right? It says, as they lived this lifestyle of worship, it says they continued daily with one accord in the temple, praising God and having favor with all the people. And so the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. And that really is, that's it. The Lord wants to just flow out of our worship, and he wants to change people's lives and encounter them. One of the more confusing aspects about